Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today it's a throwback, Ken. This shit is 20 fucking years old.
That's crazy.
It don't feel like it, and it makes me feel old as fuck. But it is what it is. This joint, Twista Kamikaze, came out January 27, 2004. Now, the reason why this resonates so much with me, Ken, I wasn't even 21 yet. I was 20 when this came out, and I had moved back to Chicago. And this is around the time of the Kanye West blow up, Twista's blowing up, Common's blowing up. 50 Cent is taking, you know, Get Rich or Die Trying is like, it was just a really crazy time in music. Mm-hmm. And this album just brings back so many memories for me being in Chicago, because obviously everybody in Chicago was fucking with Common and Twist. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a crazy time. And I remember when this came out, bro, like, this is all I was listening to. Like, this album right here, I had at the time I had a 96 Honda Civic hatchback, black, 5-speed. I had a MA Audio 10 in the back. I had a 6-disc CD changer. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was when CDs was out, Ken. They were MP3. What the fuck is an MP3? You know what I'm saying? Like, Bluetooth. What the fuck is Bluetooth? It's CDs, bro. It's CDs. It's like the iPod just came out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. iPod wasn't Bluetooth, nigga. That was aux. You better have that aux. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So this is just a whole nother time. But going back in the time machine, Ken, this shit aged pretty damn good. For the hits that were hits, it's like if Twista came out today with like the song Kill Us All, that shit goes today, 20 years later. Pimp On, you know, that sounds dated. But Slow Jams, if that came out today, niggas would be talking about Kanye back. You know what I'm saying? Overnight Celebrity, that goes hard today. You know, so he do have some joints on here that, you know, that would still go hard today. Still feel so good. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's an ode to Adrenaline Rush. We did Adrenaline Rush on the first go around of D365. So if you like Feel So Good, when he had Still Feel So Good, you know, you're a Twista guy, you know. So to me, this album, Ken, is one of those throwbacks that aged relatively well. Mm-hmm. You know, all of it, no. There's some joints on here, like I said, Pimp On with A-Ball and Too Short. It was good to hear A-Ball on it, though. But that production style, and I felt like it felt old back then to a degree. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt like, you know, he was putting on the legends on it. The joint with Ludacris. You know, the one with T.I., like, those are questionable.
Move it like a 24.
Yeah, like, those are questionable. Especially, like, a 24. Like, that sounds like that time. You know what I'm saying? Because we're talking, like, that's when T.I. came out.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying?
100%.
So it sounds like that time. Like, is it bad? No, but it sounds dated. But overall, Ken, one of my favorite Twista albums, and it holds up 20 years later.
Yeah, there are definitely some joints on here that you could definitely go back and revisit. I think going back in the time machine is applicable, especially with some of these joints on here and some of the features. Mm-hmm. Like, it really, 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 like, shows you who was doing what back then.
Yep.
So it's kind of interesting. And what would that list look like today? But, yeah, I mean, Get Me, Kill Us All, 4 or 5, Slow Jams, Overnight Celebrity, Still Feel So Good. Some of those can definitely come out today and be good. I always liked when he did joints like Snoopin', which is like, I always felt Twista when he's rapping over slower beats is damn near at his best, bro.
Like them R&B type-ish beats. Yep.
And you got Johnny P. Johnny P.
Yes, sir.
Singing on that joint, bro. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but it's not an album that you know, it would pull out. Like, it's very much, I'm going to get my favorite songs off here,
mm-hmm.
and then that's it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
at the time,
you it was the whole thing. Yeah.
An hour or so worth of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not everything hit. Like, it definitely got a little rough toward the end with, mm-hmm. I think, Hope and Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely remember that R. Kelly joint, which mm-hmm. is funny now, 20 years later, look at where he's at. Because
that was one of the singles off of this project. It was one of the later singles, but that had a music video and everything.
Mm-hmm. So, to a certain degree, top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think it was always interesting, like Drinks, which has more of a West Coast vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one where on here he kind of slowed down and rapped almost in his regular voice, which was interesting. So whoever worked with him or EP'd this one was like, yo, let's kind of have you do different things and not being like this double time rapper.
But you know what though, Ken? If this album was the intro, Get Me, Kill Us All, Slow Jams, Overnight Celebrity, Still Feel So Good, So Sexy, Snoopin', Like a 24, if it was those eight, mm-hmm. we talking classic. We talking Can't Skip. We talking bona fide classic project. But obviously, back then, you know, albums were 16, 18, 20 songs long. Mm-hmm. Like, this is an hour and 14 minutes. Like, this joint is longer than the one we did yesterday in Euros, and it don't feel like it, Ken.
Mm.
This thing took me, it was literally a roller. It took us different places. So, again, the audible inches that we talk about, like, it's sometimes you forget how, like, where you are, like, the time of it,
mm-hmm.
because it creates a whole nother soundscape. Okay, boom. So now we go to this one. Now we go to that one. Now we go to. So it's like you're bouncing around, and it's like, oh, how much time passed? Mm-hmm. How many tracks went through? So it's like, okay, cool. You kept my interest where I forgot about how long I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's what great albums do. In terms of the features, Ken, there are a lot of questionable ones on here. There's some questionable ones on here. But I'm gonna give the features. Based off of the strength of Slow Jam, the features are a B.
I mean, you got some high profile names on here, bro. Mm-hmm. So the budget was spent. You're talking about 8-Ball, Too Short,
yep. Luda,
R. Kelly,
Jazzy Faye,
Anthony Hamilton. Mm-hmm. I think they all did fine jobs for the time
mm-hmm.
when they were on here. So, I think B is fair. I think the features were good then, but you know, do you penalize the features for the quality of the song? And I think that's where the question comes in, and I don't think so. So
I'm
good with a B.
Fair point. Touche. The production.
That Jazzy Faye. That's crazy. Jazzy Faye was a thing.
He had a very short run.
He sure did.
But you know, hey, we got Sierra because of Jazzy Faye. So thank you, Jazzy Faye. Production. I give it a B+.
Mm-hmm.
I give it a B+. Like, again, this was Kanye bringing back all of the old Chicago legends and veterans and putting them at the forefront of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And Kanye's production on here, you know, I think Kanye only did a handful of them, but the two most notable ones, Overnight Celebrity and Slow Jams. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, like, just off of those two alone, it's like, again, classic. Because it's timeless. Like, those two songs are timeless. They could come out 20 years later and niggas would be like, damn, Twista got it like that. So to me, production's a B+.
I mean, even a song like Padunkadunk, like, I like that beat. I think the production gets a little shaky.
It does.
Towards the end. But outside of that, I think is, again, top heavy. I think there was versatility on here. You know, I do like the joint on Snoopin', like mm-hmm. 24 Snoop was definitely dope. Some T.I. shit. Mm-hmm. So, but at the time, you know, it worked and it was cool. So yeah, I think it's fair to give it like a B. I think I'll go with a B.
Okay. The rapping/singing, B+, you know, Twista don't disappoint. Twista is always going to give you something that, that you're gonna walk away with, like, damn, he killed that. You know, yeah, he did it fast or he did it slow, or you know what I'm saying? However, but like Twista always gives you something to walk away with, you know what I'm saying? Especially when it's in his wheelhouse. Songs like Snoopin', songs like Overnight Celebrity, songs like It Still Feels So Good. Like, that is where Twista's gonna shine the most. And he had a lot of joints like that on here. So I give it a B.
Yeah. I mean, I think just off the strength of the first couple of tracks, mm-hmm. that's Twista at his finest. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if you got a continuation of that throughout the whole album, you're looking at an A.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, so I think he loses points for some of the songs toward the end, but I don't think his rapping fell off.
Nah, it
like
didn't.
That. So
it
I didn't. Think the type of song he was rapping over was different. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he still did a good job on that. So, yeah, I think mm-hmm. a B is good. B plus for me.
Yeah.
Just off the strength of Kill 'Em All and all the other
shit. Yeah, right? Yeah,
killing it, bro.
Overall, B plus. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Solid album 20 years later. It holds up. Some songs sound dated, but the majority of this does not. So, to me, overall, man, it's still a damn good album. Do I go back to it? No. But obviously, you know, those top two songs, those are the two biggest of his career. I still listen to those, you know, and it still gets played every now and again on the radio or when you go out to a club. Like, Slow Jam still gets played. Like, that still gets played. And, you know, I'm a Twista guy. I'm from Chicago. When I want to listen to Twista, I go to Adrenaline Rush. That's my
joint. Yeah, that's the go-to.
That's the go-to. But this, you know, has joints that I will listen to. Kill 'Em All, Overnight Celebrity, and the other one, goddamn, Slow Jams.
Yeah,
those are the ones. But how you feel, Ken? Overall,
B's good. You know, I think Twista tried. It was his run at being a commercial artist.
100%.
Kanye got him there, but I think he definitely attempted to do more diverse, mainstream sounding records. And
yeah.
I think it was fine. I think he just wasn't able to continue it. I think he may have gotten in some trouble or some shit. But for me, Kill 'Em All is like probably my favorite track on here.
Yeah.
So I can listen to that shit over. So B is good.
Look, me and Beezy been trying to find a good matchup for Twista on Odd Friday.
Mm.
And you already know I'm playing that goddamn song.
Oh, yeah. You got to, bro.
Got to.
You got to.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So you know what it is, man. D365, so we'll be back tomorrow with another one. We out. Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.